Jerry Bader Show 1026. I teased 5 minutes ago. Why are liberals secretly thrilled with the Hobby Lobby ruling? You know why, don't you? Very simple. Here's a hint. Paul Ryan pushing grandma off the cliff. That's why. It's the lowest hanging demagogue fruit they could ever wish for. Ever. They're going to use it in the election. This is why we have to have the Senate. This is why Republicans can't get the Senate. This is why we need a Democratic president. They're turning back the clock to the Stone Ages, back alley abortions. They're going to play all of these stupid cards because, was it Will Rogers? No, it was P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum, who said no one's ever gone broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. And it's just a reality that people are going to fall for this. And they're going to, the same way you'll likely see gay marriage used in Wisconsin, and you'll see this now used in Wisconsin. This is not turn back the clock on women's rights at all. Women still have the right to do whatever they want. Employers have the right not to pay for it. That's all that has happened. And they are intentionally hyperventilating on this because clearly they are building it as a campaign issue. And likely, as the president yesterday demonized Republicans on immigration and said, well, he's going to pull out his pen and his phone again, and he's going to do whatever he can or can't, but do it anyway. And my guess is they'll use that for him to now go on executive order steroids. I'll see, I've got to do this because the courts, they step in and on and on and on. And it will be interesting to see what he does on immigration. He said he was starting a new effort to fix as much as our immigration system as I can on my own without Congress. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson and Attorney General Eric Holder will identify additional actions my administration can take within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do. Congress refuses to do it because they won't compromise with him, because they don't trust him to uphold the part of the law to which they can live with, in this case, namely, enforcing our southern border. They believe he'll get what he gets on dealing with the illegal immigrants currently here and not fortify the border. No reason to believe that he won't renege. None at all. By the way, people do know what renege means, right? Just... be sure. It's 10:30.